It's been 2 months since more than 200 schoolgirls were kidnapped by Islamist extremists in northern Nigeria. The government there says the effort to rescue the girls continues, but today the country's former president gave voice to what may be a growing sentiment. Olusegun Obasanjo said he believes some of the girls may never be released, and that the mystery about their fate will hang over Nigeria for a long time.
There will be all sorts of things that we'll be hearing about these abducted girls months and years, and maybe decades from now.
The girls were abducted by Boko Haram, a militant group whose campaign of terror is often described as motivated by religion and cultural issues. But there is at least one other factor at play in northern Nigeria, the environment. Reporter Erica Eichelberger writes about that this week for Mother Jones magazine.
The north of the country has been in a state of environmental disaster for decades. Years of drought really depleted the land up north at the end of the last century. And overpopulation has also taxed the land. The population of Nigeria has exploded by 125 million people over the past half century or so. So that just means a lot of people and animals pulling from the land. And then another factor is the shrinkage of Lake Chad. It's one of the biggest lakes in Africa, and it used to nourish thousands of miles of Nigerian land, and it has shrunk by 90%.
Yeah, it's striking. I mean, every now and then I look at Lake Chad on Google Earth, and I'm not even sure it's a lake anymore.
Right. So that has obviously had huge impacts on livelihoods up there, all of those factors.
So a lot of pressure, and you make it clear in your story for Mother Jones that it is a complicated situation, tough to draw clear lines between these crises in the environment and ideology and tactics of a group like Boko Haram. But explore those links for us.
It is hard to come up with very, clear conclusions. Of course, religion plays a role, but the ecological devastation is causing a lot of poverty. And the government has definitely identified poverty as a huge factor in Boko Haram recruitment, desperate people looking for someone to blame.
So they see the links as well. So what are they doing about it?
Right now, it seems like it's a lot of sort of discussion groups and conferences. And Nigeria at the moment doesn't really have any programs rolled out in a serious way to address, poverty and agricultural destruction.
I mean, for decades, Nigeria has been working on agricultural development. They've been fighting deforestation. Mm-hmm. Well, why is this all kind of like coming to a head now? Haven't they done anything to kind of prevent this?
That's a huge question. The government is, quite corrupt and has, I think you could ask that question about many areas of policy in the country. Why haven't things gotten off the ground?
And yet this connection between the environment and insecurity is an increasingly common situation. We've reported on links in places like Syria, Egypt. The Pentagon's even warning about climate change as a factor. Do you think we're learning any lessons about how better to approach these kinds of tinderbox situations in which environmental problems can be like a match that lights a fuse?
Well, it seems like these connections are being made more and more in the case of the Arab Spring, as you said, also with Mali, the recent conflict in Mali, as well as in Sudan. Like you said, the Pentagon recently warned that climate change could increase violent extremism. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change also makes this same warning. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like awareness is absolutely growing. What to do about it is obviously harder.
Erica Eichelberger, reporter with Mother Jones Magazine. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.